Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the Biden administration ensures Americans, Haitian refugees infiltrating the southern border are being sent back, a whistleblower tells the Associated Press that's not the truth. The unidentified source says thousands of Haitians have been released into the United States. Republicans in Washington want lawmakers to identify the Taliban as a terrorist organization. Tim Berg reports.
With the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, Republicans are asking the U.S. government to recognize them as a terrorist organization. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends nothing good will come out of trying to deal with the Taliban.
There'll be an effort to normalize relationships with the Taliban. That will be a disaster. Any money you pay them doesn't go to the people of Afghanistan. It goes to them. And they will give safe haven to Al-Qaeda because they believe the same. They have a common purpose.
President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken have said they will judge the Taliban based on their actions and not just their words.
We are USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed. You need toxicology reports, microscopic investigation. There's a lot of information that has to be put together to finalize the autopsy report. But it indicates to me that there's clear evidence of not only the fact that it is a homicide, they know the cause of death.
Gabby Petito, a native of Blue Point, Long Island, was reported missing on 11 September after going on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Mr. Laundrie is a person of interest and is on the run. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has offered state resources in the search for Laundrie. On the president's schedule today, President Biden convenes a virtual COVID summit on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. That will take place from the Oval Office starting about 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And I'll tell you, it's great to have our next guest, Lee Strobel. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk, but we're going to talk about his new book, A Case for Heaven, that is now the number one new release in apologetics at Amazon. Lee, congratulations.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, I like what you tweeted out here just moments ago. You said you met a guy at church over the weekend who'd been seriously ill a few years ago. He showed me a framed prescription that was among those his doctor wrote for him. The patient did recover and is now a Christian. Awesome. Tell our audience what the doctor prescribed for him.
Yeah, you showed me this prescription that he had framed. And it said, The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Apparently, the doctor had sensed that this guy had some spiritual issues or questions that he needed answers to, and he recommended my book. And sure enough, the guy not only got well, but he came to faith.
Well, and that's incredible. You know, and what's so timely about this? We were just talking that. You know, I traveled, you know, cross country from Florida. I'm in California right now, but before I went all the way to Hawaii, I was in Maui and Kauai, and talking to people. And Lee, the question that comes to me, people ask, Bill, is God judging us? And I say, well, you know, regarding COVID, especially in Hawaii, they were wired so tight. The aloha spirit is, as one writer said, it's now anoha. It's so tight and everything's about the mask and everything else. I mean, it's really sad because, you know, this is a very loving people and the island is very welcoming. And boy, I'll tell you, it's gone through a metamorphosis, to say the least, as a result of COVID. It's affected everybody. But, you know, and what comes to mind, and I shared this with our audience a couple of weeks back, is that in the Old Testament, remember when, Dallas Jenkins with Chosen played this out well in talking about Nehushtan and the bronze snake being raised up and Joshua going, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Is this, you know, an idol that you're presenting? He said, I don't know, but this is what God, you know, I don't think so. This is what God told me to do. So, everything God's told me to do up to now has worked. So, hey, I think we ought to do this, you know, is in a sense conversation that you could kind of believe that might happen. And when the people looked upon the raised snake, they were healed. And I somewhat see the relevance in saying, where are we in raising Christ? If we raise Christ up before the masses around the world, can we expect a healing? Is that a possible answer?
Well, no question that the whole pandemic has affected people in a deep way. 29% of Americans either know someone who has died of COVID or mm-hmm. had a relative die of COVID. I lost my brother at the beginning of the pandemic. Thank you. It's been hard, and I think a lot of people are asking the questions about, you know, what does this mean? I think, you know, if it points us toward God, if it points us toward the fact that we are headed down some really troublesome roads in our country and in our world, that's a good thing. I mean, if mm-hmm. any good can come out of it, perhaps it can raise our awareness that, you know, the fact that Romans says the earth groans because it's, you know, and like it's in childbirth because
exactly.
the sin has affected not only moral decisions that we make, but it's affected the world. It's why we have things like pandemics and wildfires and earthquakes and things like that. And, you know, so is there hope? You know, I remember the famous speech that Chuck Colson gave a number of years ago before he died, you know, which is, where is the hope? Where's the hope?
Yes.
Well, there is hope. And,
yes.
You know, I remember I was having lunch with my wife just a few weeks ago, and the waitress is about 18 years old, and we got talking to her. She started to cry, and we said, what's wrong? And she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I almost didn't come into work today. We just lost a close family member to COVID. Mm-hmm. And I thought, here's a young woman, 18 years old. She probably never thought about death before. Probably never, yes. you know, was an issue mm-hmm. to her. She had her whole life ahead of her, and now it's come knocking on the door of her family. And now she's asking questions. You know, what happens when I close my eyes for the last time in this world? Is there an afterlife? Can we know? Can we be sure? What about
exactly.
reincarnation? Is that maybe that's mm-hmm. an answer? And so that's why I'm hopeful that my new book, The Case for Heaven, will be an encouragement to people to point them in the direction of the hope that we do have, who is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. And for you, again, in somewhat the same pattern as A Case for Christ, your journalistic skill set is in, you know, investigates the evidence for life after death, which I love. I mean, it's just like, you know, Lee, God has blessed you with so much in this particular arena. It is, it's true genius. As one friend of mine would say, it's God's super on your natural that gives us insight on this in such a profound manner that it, just like with this woman, it, at least pause to think, have that Salem moment to say, you know, even you know, like people that question and say, well, Bill, is God judging us? Well, is it going to hurt you to think that he is? Or
yeah,
will this
right.
help you? You know?
Right. And I think, you know, the nice, by the way, thank you for the nice compliment. The nice thing about the approach I take as a journalist is I don't have to be the world's leading experts. I just find the world's leading experts and I interview them. And so I see my role as kind of a bridge between the scholarly world and the everyday world. I ask the questions that are on my mind. I'm an average guy. And if they can explain all this highfalutin scholarly stuff in language I can understand, then I can pass it along to the rest of us who are wondering about this stuff.
Why this book, Case for Heaven?
Well, you know, 10 years ago, I almost died. My wife found me unconscious on the bedroom floor, called an ambulance. I woke up in the emergency room. The doctor looked at me and said, you're one step away from a coma, two steps away from dying. And then I went unconscious again. And I had a condition called hyponatremia, which is a precipitous drop in my blood sodium level. And it caused my brain cells to take in moisture. And, of course, that starts making your brain expand within your skull. Well, there's no room in there to expand. And so I had hallucinations. I fell unconscious, and I would have died. And so, fortunately, they were able to save me without any damage. About 25% of people with this end up mentally or physically disabled. But they were able to save me from this. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been on the edge of death where you're kind of floating between, you know, death and life, not sure which place you're going to come out on. It's a really clarifying experience. And even though I'm a Christian and I believe what the Bible tells me about the afterlife, I'm still kind of a skeptic by nature. My background's in journalism and law, so I tend to ask questions. I tend to look for evidence. And I thought, how do I know? Does this make sense? Does the biblical description of the afterlife really make sense? And so I started working on this book, and I interviewed neuroscientists and philosophers and theologians and historians and so forth, and tried to lay out a strong case so that people can have confidence that you know, in fact, the Bible says these things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God in order to may know that you have eternal life. God doesn't want us in a state of anxiety or uncertainty or apprehension. We can know for a fact that there is an afterlife and that we will spend eternity there with God.
Lee, would you say that you had a near-death experience?
No, not exactly. That's a good question.
you know, a near-death experience, I was very skeptical about those, first of all. I thought they were kind of a new agey thing, and it wasn't a near-death experience in the sense that I had an out-of-body experience and went to heaven or things like that. But I began to investigate that, and I found there were over 900 scholarly articles written in scientific and medical journals about near-death experiences over the last 40 years. This is a thoroughly researched subject. And
exactly.
What I did...
Well, Lee, we got to go to break. We got to go to break real quick. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Lee Strobel after this. Stay with us.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Nineteen minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Lee Strobel, the best-selling author, continues with us. We're talking about his new book, The Case for Heaven. Of course, many of you remember Lee, and I'm sure you have shared his book, Case for Christ. It's a perennial favorite, which details his conversion to Christianity. And now he gives us insight based on his journalistic investigative talent and giving us a case for heaven and evidence for life after death. Lee, before the break, you were talking about the process here, and I want you to pick it up from there, if you would, please.
Sure. You know, this issue of near-death experience that you brought up, I think, is a fascinating one. Because we have, and this is the key part, there's two things about near-death experiences that I learned that blew my mind. First of all, we have multiple cases, and I talk about them in my book, where we have corroboration that a person did separate their spirit, their soul, their consciousness, did separate from their body a clinical death, and they did experience things and see things that they otherwise could not have seen. For instance, there was a woman named Maria who had a heart attack. She died. She's clinically dead. She describes later how her spirit, separated from her body. She watched the resuscitation efforts, and then her spirit floated through the hospital, out the roof of the hospital, and then came back into her body. She was revived. And she said, by the way, there's a man's tennis shoe on the roof of the hospital on the third story landing. And it's a blue shoe and it's a left footed. And there's a wear mark over the little toe and the shoelace is tucked under the heel. And they went up there and found it exactly as she described it. That kind of corroboration tells me that there is a process where our soul, our spirit does separate from our body, just as scripture talks about. You know, the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Our soul separates from our body. And that's just one of many documented cases where we have corroboration. And so that tells me, number one, that near-death experiences can tell us that indeed our consciousness or spirit does live on. And then secondly, I interviewed John Burke for my book. John Burke is a researcher in near-death experience. He studied 1,000 of them. He's also a pastor of a church in Austin, Texas. He's also an old friend of mine. We used to serve together on the staff of a church about 25 years ago. But anyway, John had done all this research, wrote a best-selling book called Imagine Heaven. And his conclusion, this is shocking, his conclusion is that when you, yes, there are peripheral differences between some of these near-death experience accounts that people have, but there's a common core to them. Common things tend to happen. And when you look at that common core, they are consistent with Christian theology.
Yes,
that was
exactly
really important to me, that this is not stuff that is contrary to what the Bible tells us, but it is consistent with what Scripture tells us. So exactly. I have a whole chapter in my book where I give examples of this kind of corroboration, and I'm telling you, it's really amazing stuff.
I'll tell you, several years ago, we had the privilege to talk with Todd Burpo. Maybe he was part of your group, and you talked with him, and he's a pastor, and his young son, who had a near-death experience, and what he relayed, I mean, he was too young. I mean, he was like, I think, 4 or 5 years old, but what he relayed to his parents was just unbelievable. I mean, even to the point that when he was in heaven, he met his sister that he wouldn't have known anything about. This was a sister who died early, as you know the story. Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, it makes the hair on your arms, you know, raise up because
That's
of
right.
the story. And of course, it went on to become a movie as well. But go ahead.
That's right. And we have multiple cases of young children who die. And in this near-death experience, they meet a sibling who they did not know that they had, who had died before they were born.
Yes.
And their parents were going to wait until they were older to tell them about them. And yet they meet them. And you know, that's another form of corroboration. So, you know, that I think is extremely persuasive evidence that there is life after death. In fact, I found an interesting statistic. 27% of agnostics and 13% of atheists believe that there's some sort of life after death. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and you would think that if you believe there was life after death, the question is, are you prepared?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, the Bible it tells us explicitly that this salvation or the gift of eternal life is a gift that is available because Jesus died as our substitute to pay the penalty for the sins that we've committed and offers forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of his grace. That's a message that is relevant to every human being. We're going to spend a lot more time in the world to come than we are in this world.
Without a doubt.
It's important that we know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your conversations with these scholars, oh gosh, I wish I could have sat in on some of those. just unbelievable. I mean, I imagine you probably couldn't take notes fast enough.
Yeah, it's so funny. Normally when I interview a scholar, I have as many as 6 tape recorders running.
Wow.
I did a famous interview a number of years ago with Charles Templeton, the former pulpit partner Billy Graham, who lost his faith. And I had 2 recorders, and one of them failed. So I was glad I had a backup. So these days I have like 6 of them just to make sure that nothing fails. But, yeah, I mean, to be able to sit down with these scholars and spend the day like this neuroscientist from Cambridge University who I interviewed about the existence of the soul. And she demonstrates that, you know, it is reasonable to believe that we are more than just our physical brain, but that we have a spirit, we have a soul. And she gives evidence for that. And this is important stuff for us to understand because we need to know that our faith in Christ, that what the Bible teaches us about the afterlife, is consistent with what neuroscience tells us. It is consistent with what near-death experience tells us. And that gives us confidence.
Yeah, exactly. What it does is reinforce it's not necessarily the scientists have the final word, because we know that the final word comes from God Almighty himself, does it not?
Right. Absolutely. And none of this replaces what the Bible talks about, of course. It just corroborates it further and tells us that, you know, our faith in Christ is well-placed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing that really brings a dimension to the Word of God, that God, in fact, did really say, and all these things are there for our discovery. It's not like he's some, you know, like he's, you know, hiding a piece of cheese or something like that.
Right.
I mean, it's right there for our investigation if we're going to spend, you know, and invest the time. And in this particular case, I've got to believe for you, Lee, I mean, here you were, a one-time atheist, and your faith has continued to grow as God has continued to, you know, pull back like an onion skin more and more revelation and understanding of who he is.
That's right. I mean, what brought me to faith mostly was the historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. And that's incredibly relevant to the topic of heaven, because if Jesus did indeed die and then was resurrected 3 days later, he's an eyewitness to the afterlife, number one.
Yes.
And number
right.
two, it validates his claim to be the Son of God, so he created the afterlife.
Mm.
So what Jesus says about it is extremely relevant. And what I love about the way Jesus talks about heaven, he uses a metaphor of a home. You know, he says, there are many rooms in my Father's home. And, you know, it made me think, you know, if you ever traveled internationally maybe for a long period of time and it's kind of uncomfortable in a little primitive conditions and you're living out of a suitcase and you begin to have homesickness. And then when you finally get home and you crawl into your own bed, it's such a place of security and warmth and love and comfort. And Jesus uses that metaphor to say that's what heaven is like, that, you know, this world is not your home. That heaven is your home. Yeah.
And there's something about that instinctively that speaks to our heart. It's like the word of God says, it's that word that goes out and finds its mate. And this is what this does as well. Lee, what about the people? We've got about a minute left here that say, look, I appreciate the case, but it's almost like I don't want to know because then I won't be accountable.
Yeah,
what do you say?
I think, you know, God gave us the world to look at to show us that he exists. But he gave us scripture to help us know more specifically about who he is and how we can know him personally. And, you know, he gave us apologetics or, you know, the research and the studies for evidence of the faith, I think, to bolster the faith of people, to understand that this is not make-believe wishful thinking, but this is based on solid foundation of truth.
The Case for Heaven, a journalist investigates evidence for life after death. The New York Times bestselling author Lee Strobel has been our guest. Lee, congratulations on the book. Thank you so much for being with us.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You ready for funny? It's okay to laugh again, ladies and gentlemen. I know in light of all that's happening around our world and as uptight as people can be, I mean, that in itself is a symptom that you need to loosen up a little bit and we need to laugh. I mean, the doctors are telling us that the healing agency of comedy and laughter is so beneficial, and I'll tell you right now, this next half hour is going to be dedicated to your health, because we've got Mr. Funny himself, the one and only Jeff Allen, is back with us. JeffAllenComedy.com, that's where you want to go, and you can get caught up on his latest antics, because they just keep on coming, because he's living life, and he's got a sense of humor that causes us to not take our own lives so seriously. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, William. It's great to be back. Back on the road.
Back on the road.
I've survived the scourge.
Well, thank God. Thank God for that. You know, I was thinking about you the other day because, you know, so often when you meet people and they're not sure what you do and, you know, and they say, oh, you're a comedian. You know, why don't you do that comedy thing that you do? You know, whatever, you know. It's like, do you get that? Yeah. I mean, where they say, okay, you know, do that comedy thing. When I was first started in the radio, they'd say, hey, you're a disc jockey. Do that disc jockey thing. Well, what do you mean? What does that mean? Like a wind-up doll or something, right?
Yeah, it's the only profession. You don't go to lawyers at a party. Oh, you're a defense attorney. Hey, give me one of your closing arguments.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, I got an ornery wife here. Maybe you can argue my case right here in front of everybody, right?
Exactly. Hey, help me out a little bit. Yeah.
Just for fun, maybe straighten her out and the whole deal and save me a couple of bucks in the meantime, right?
I'll tell you what, though. I feel sorry for people in the medical profession today. You got to know they get an earful at every party. You're a doctor, huh? So, hey, what about this ivermectin? What about all of this? God, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it's so because everybody wants to know. The questions are out there. We can't, you know, we're finding out, as we found out from the very beginning, we just can't trust the experts because they don't have it figured out. I guess that's why they call it practice, right? You ought to be careful when you're talking to somebody in the profession that is practicing.
Practicing, yeah. I haven't got it figured out yet. So
tell us about the new tour. What's the theme here? Last time it was marriage, and that's always fun.
Yeah, this is the America I grew up in, and it's not a judgment call on one generation to the next. It's just some observations I've made. It all started really with my grandson. I took him to the playground and realized that it's not a playground anymore. They're litigation centers. Everything is designed to avoid litigation.
Right. Speaking of attorneys, right?
Right. The slide is not a slide. It's a scoot. My grandson would scoot down the slide 4 inches at a time, you know, like, wee, papa, wee, papa, wee, papa, wee. And I thought, you know, came home and told my wife, what do we have? We had a 6-story high solid steel structure that July would hit a temperature of maybe 285 degrees. I mean, you had to do 45 miles an hour on the way down. You'd lose two layers of skin, you know, and every now and then you'd smell burning flesh, you know, and some kid would be hanging on the center of the slide, you know. Yeah. But for the most part, and you come home crying, your parents would tell you, stop your whining, man. And stop bleeding on the rug. Get in the kitchen where the tile is.
Yeah, but we miss those compassionate days, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think we've gone the other way. So it's like maybe somewhere in the middle.
What's wrong with a boo-boo? You know, this is the deal. We've become, you know, boo-boo aversive. You know, it's just, let's not let the kids, you know, get scraped up and, you know, scratched up or anything like that. God forbid.
Well, right. And then I went to my kid's house. He's a millennial. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you child-proofed your home. We just took a hammer, smashed everything of value.
Exactly. Beat them to it, right?
Being nice with her was too much for us. And I go to my kid's house. He's got the toilet bowl locked up like a bank vault, you know. I didn't even know you could do that. So I break the lock because at my age, I can't hold it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
My brain decides that I got to go to the bathroom. It's either in my drawers or in the toilet. So I got to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I rip the toilet seat open and it squirts blue ink all over me or something, you know. And I just say, have kids drowned in a toilet bowl? Is that why they're locked up?
I don't know, but you're right though. You know, people at our age, you know, it's like Jack Nicklaus said, you don't miss a bathroom. I mean, you know, at our age, a bathroom comes and you go. You know, it's like, and now you got to go and it's locked up. I mean, sometimes you know I'll stop in and you know if I'm on the road and you stop in a restaurant, and you go, you're taking your shot at a public restroom, and you're just praying, oh God, let there be, you know, let the door be open, let me have a vacancy, you know, kind of deal. And you feel like that's a victory, and you know, you just want to do an end zone dance as you're dancing to get yourself relieved.
Absolutely, you know, and this conversation is starting to sound like Thanksgiving dinner with the old folks, and I like that. I every time I got a millennial sitting in front of me at the club, I always lean down about 30 minutes into my show. I go, stick around. It'll be like Thanksgiving dinner. I'll be talking about my hip replacement soon, you know.
Right, exactly. And just for fun, we brought some extra muffins out here. I'll be throwing them at you just here in just a moment. Really, really make you feel at home, right? Hey, there's nothing like it.
Right.
Well, you know, of course, the last couple of Thanksgivings, a little anemic. It's been tough. I mean, you know, and of course, some families, if you show up, you better have a mask on. And that's even if you're eating outdoors. And we might have a slight opening in the mask allowed for you so that you can shove some turkey in there and, you know, feel like you're participating and remembering the pilgrims in a most righteous way. Right.
I try to stay away from the fray of all of that, but it's hard. It depends on the state I'm in. You know, it really is. If you don't think government matters, one state you walk in, everything's wide open. People are hugging and, you know, you're taking pictures with people, shaking hands. And then the next state, they avoid you like, you know, unclean, unclean. He's got no mask on, you know.
And they want to know beforehand, you got to walk in with your vaccination card. If your vaccination card isn't prominently displayed, then, you're a suspicious character until it's been confirmed that, in fact, you have been vaccinated. And don't complicate the issue.
I saw a woman the other day at the grocery store with her vax card laminated hanging from her neck. And I thought, well, that's, you know. I hope that doesn't catch on.
Yeah. Well, it's starting to.
I don't know how to laminate anything.
Don't worry. The Chinese are selling, you know, faux vaccination cards already pre-laminated.
Of course they are.
They're such givers.
Of course they are.
You know, hey, why not?
Yeah. That was all part of the plan after they designed the virus itself.
Exactly. Now, are you running into much resistance? You talk about government. Do you got to really measure the temperature of the crowd here? Or are they still hypersensitive about, you know, Republicans and Democrats and, you know, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So you can't, if you want to clear the room, I mean, the old days, you want to clear a room, just say Jesus. But now you can interchange Jesus for Trump. If you say Trump, you can clear a room just as fast as you say Jesus.
Yeah, I got a story. I don't know if we have time, but anyway.
Yeah, we got a minute left, and then we're going to break, and we got 12 more minutes together. So, heck, we can do half your show.
You
want to do it after the break? Okay. All right, because we got to do the proper setup and everything. Hey, we're talking with comedian Jeff Allen. I'll tell you, you've got to catch his show. Check out his website. You will be entertained. We laugh so much. I'll tell you, I think my sides are still sore, Jeff, from the last time we were talking about, your one and only and all those great stories that you shared with us about your wife. I mean,
she's still there.
She's... What, do you have to send somebody, you know, reconnaissance in before you come back home to realize she's still hanging around?
Yeah. I'm waiting one day to come home from the road and just all my crap be on the front lawn. I just, you know, because she ain't leaving the house. She's already told me that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yours.
Well, stay tuned. We got more from Jeff Allen after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Allen, yes, the comedian is with us. He still continues to make America laugh, whether you want to or not. Now that Jeff's making so much money, you know, he's got friends that call him up and say, hey, Jeff, you know, I need four tickets for the show. And of course, you're going to open a tab, right? And all the drinks, you're covering the drinks for us, too, right?
Yeah, I'm making so much money. I'm working at 65. You know, my financial acumen, this is what made my wife said, you're going to hand the money over to somebody else. I was handling all the money. And when the Twinkie company went out of business, remember when they went out of business?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the Twinkies are still there. They're going to be alive. Well, 200 years down the road, right?
Point. I went around a 10-mile radius and bought up every box of Twinkies the grocery stores had. I had about 150 boxes of Twinkies. And I told my wife, I said, 20 years from now, man, and you know they're not going to go stale because they're Twinkies.
Yes.
People are going to be paying $30 a piece for these things because that's America.
Exactly.
And 3 days later, they went back in business and destroyed my entire financial plan. So,
wow.
Every now and then, I go downstairs and grab a Twinkie. You know, I got enough Twinkies for the rest of my life.
Celebrate the moment. I know I tell people my grandmother, who lived to be almost 102, Jeff, she was such a hoot. She's diabetic, right? But what I loved about her, and she was a very religious woman, she'd have the rosary in one pocket of her of her jacket, and in the other pocket she had a Twinkie.
There you go.
And so, hey, as long as she had the rosary in one and the Twinkie in the other, she's a happy camper, man.
I don't think the COVID could survive the Twinkie, whatever's in it.
You think? Hey, maybe that's what we're missing. Who needs ivermectin? We just need a couple of shots of Twinkies and we'll be okay, right?
Yeah, some eat processed food, man, you'll survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a joke. Don't go out and eat a bunch of Twinkies.
And that's what I was just thinking.
And blame Bill call Bill and go, hey, you said Twinkies would keep me from the COVID.
Yeah, right, exactly. And we'll you know, or and somehow they'll migrate Trump into it, right? Remember, because when he talked about hydroxychloroquine and, you know, about putting chlorine in your veins and all. These people have no sense. That's what I mean. They're so tight. I just got back from Hawaii, as the audience knows. And, you know, Hawaii known as the Aloha State and everything. I'll tell you, Jeff, they are so they need you. They need you there to bring funny back to them because the Aloha is Anoha. There's no Aloha there right now.
I can't handle the 14-day quarantine.
Yeah.
I remember walking. I was in Albuquerque. I was doing something, and this was last year or sometime. Mm-hmm. And a big sign up: you need to quarantine for 14 days if you're mm-hmm. from out of state. I just walked by the sign, got my luggage, and ran out before somebody grabbed me.
Exactly.
You know? And I was out the next day. We were talking a little bit before the break about the Trump man. Mm-hmm. And anyway, what I realized, I don't know about you, but I was 5 months off because of COVID, and I had to we binged so much television. Mm. We ran out of things. And then I said to my wife, I said, look, we're Christians. Mm. What do we know about church history? She said, what are you talking about? I said, what do we know about church history? Mm-hmm. So anyway, we went on to YouTube and we found a 12-hour thing on Christian church history. And even if you're an atheist, Christian church history is a fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. It's filled with all kinds of just dirtbag characters and stuff. You know, it's kind of like the Bible. C.S. Lewis said, if I was going to write a book of mythology, I wouldn't put the characters in the Bible that are in there. You know, they're adulterers, they're murderers, they're thieves, they're liars, right. They're, you know, they're whatever. They're people, they're human.
Yeah, they're just too real life. Yeah, exactly.
Right, they're too real. Yeah. So anyway, we watched this, and I learned where the Christian fish symbol came from. And it was fascinating to me, because I see the symbol on the car all the time. Anyway, mm-hmm. So in Rome, when the Christians were getting their heads lopped off for being Christian, I mean, you had to be careful about who you shared your faith with.
Right.
Because literally you could lose your head. So what they developed was this covert thing that if you're talking to somebody on the road you don't know and you kind of like the guy, one guy would draw half a fish in the sand with his sandal. And if the other guy was a believer, he'd finish the fish. He'd draw the other half with his sandal. So then you knew you were talking to a fellow believer, and then you could talk openly about Jesus in the Bible.
Right.
And I thought, man, that's pretty cool. I wonder if there's any modern day application for that. And I thought, you know, Trump voters need something covert. They really do.
Oh, exactly. Like,
you're not going to lose your head, but you can lose your job, your friends, your family.
Right. Like,
it's bad.
Yeah, step away from the MAGA hat.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, you can't wear the MAGA hat. It's too open. You need something covert. So they like calling him the orange man.
Yes.
So why not carry an orange in your pocket, a little halo, a little cutie? And if you're talking to someone, you know, and you're wondering if he's a Trump guy, you just pull your orange out. You know, so if he pulls an orange out, then you know you're talking to a fellow guy, and you can talk about the Trump guy. And if not, you can just peel the orange and start eating it.
That's right.
And that works. So they go, hey, what's with all the oranges? Well, there's a lot of scurvy going around, and I just thought I'd get ahead of the curve here. So,
why not?
And let's face it, there's really no consequences for voting for Biden outside of eternal damnation.
Right.
So,
outside of the fact that the people that supposedly voted for him say, I want my vote back.
Right, exactly.
You know, just,
well, they
just
didn't vote for him. They voted for the facade that some New York Wall Street company, advertising company, put out in front. That's what they voted for.
Yeah.
Like a lot of products that the ad companies promote, you don't get what you pay for. So.
Yeah. Well, this is so blatant, though, Jeff. I mean, here it is. We're energy independent. You know, we're paying, you know, not that long ago, 8-9 months ago, we were paying $1.50 at least per gallon of gas. Employment, all-time low. Average income up. Middle East about ready to break out. Middle East peace ready to break out. We got four Arab nations sitting down with Israel and all that stuff. And it was too good for the American people. They said, no, we can't have that. You know, we can't have energy independence. You know, we can't have a secure border. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, we need somebody in there that's going to turn this upside down because, you know, hey, I got an extra $2 per gallon of gas in my pocket and I can afford that. So let's just vote the other guy in. Like, you know, is America that stupid?
No, they're not. And I don't think they were, you know, and I know that there was a lot of, you know, everything that the President Trump claimed to have happened in that election was provable or disprovable in a court of law,
mm-hmm.
which is why you have trials and judges and courts and things. They wouldn't even bring it to court.
Right.
So that tells you something. When 100 or there were like over 1,000 affidavits signed by people like you and me.
I mean, exactly.
We're going to go to jail if we lie on.
Yeah, but actually, they were smarter than us, Jeff. I mean, these people are IT specialists. Former military, high-ranking military people. I mean, these weren't some, you know, and not to denigrate you and I, but I mean, but they were just active citizens that, you know, really smart people, and they saw this.
Yeah.
They weren't like morons, you know. Hey, you want to sign an affidavit here? Like,
well, what I'm saying,
you know. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is they were public people. People
yes.
like you and I. We go to jail
yeah.
for violating perjury. When we commit perjury, we go to jail. Outside of the people who sit in front of Congress and lie constantly, they have no consequences
right.
for doing that. That's a different. We have a tiered justice system, but the people who signed those affidavits, they were going to jail if they could be proved wrong.
Exactly.
So they were putting their name on something that could cost them their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how sure they were at what they saw. And we couldn't even take it to court. So that told me everything I need to know. And I'm not mm-hmm. a conspiracy nut. That just tells me everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it in front of court of law. They didn't want the evidence brought
right.
forth.
Exactly.
Because it would show something that that might have, you know, again, Trump might have been right about something.
Exactly. What's interesting, because not only, and the Supreme Court doesn't want to pick it up either. So what is that telling you?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's scary. That's what, you know, I remember when the Pennsylvania thing came down the line, and I said to, you know, my wife, I said, well, the court's going to have to take this up because they violated law.
Yeah.
The legislator didn't make these laws. The governor did. You can't. No, the legislator makes voting laws. You just can't change voting laws without the consent of the people, and the people
yeah.
elected those people. And, you know, and I said, they got to take this. And when they didn't, I said, that's scary. This is
yeah.
frightening. They
yeah.
they knew that the cities would burn, and they would. They kind of set it up to where if you do this, we're going to do this, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
And that we were held hostage. Not held hostage. Yeah, we were
really, no, you're right.
We were extorted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our liberties are held hostage. I mean, because anything that impedes upon our freedoms like this, whether it's
right.
COVID or an election that you you know, you question its legitimacy.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me, "Go, do you believe that it was a legitimate?" I said, "I don't know." And the fact that I don't know and I don't have the confidence, I think
right.
should cause people to, you know, do a look-see. You know, what's wrong with checking it out? Right.
Everything was provable or disprovable, and that's
mm-hmm.
why we have a system of checks and balances. And there was enough flags certainly in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, and Georgia, to
mm-hmm.
where four states we could have had trials,
yeah,
and people could have brought forth evidence, and we could have at least, if they wanted to unify the country, which is what they said they do, they don't. But if they
mm-hmm.
wanted to, that would have been a way to do it. Hey, look, we got millions of people out here. Are feeling disenfranchised. We need to shore this up and assure them that everything's fine. But they didn't want to do that. So
no.
That's a flag to me no. as a concerned citizen.
Yeah, without
a
doubt.
Well, citizen.
Well, Jeff Allen, thank you for your comedy and your gift and being 65 and still out there, being a hard-working comedian that you are. How can people be in touch with you?
JeffAllenComedy.com. That has our whole schedule on it. It's a 50. I got 45 or 50 more dates before the end of the year. I'm going to be in Florida for a bunch. And
I'm going to check it out. You know, I'm down here in Florida. I got to check you out. And you will cover cover my drink tab, man. That's awesome. I love you. That's great.
You got
this.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. No one.